Making Friends, One Happy Girl by Julie Wardell, Church Magazines. Children all over the world pray, sing primary songs, and learn about the gospel just like you. This month, let's meet Gabriella Kate Wilson of Kellyville, New South Wales, Australia. 9-year-old Gabriella Kate Wilson has several names. Her dad nicknamed her Nugget, since she is a very happy, bright, and precious girl. She is happy at home, as well as at school, where she won an award for the student with the brightest and happiest smile. But the name most people like to call her is Gabby. Helping Hand. Gabby knows that part of making a house a happy home is keeping it clean, and she enjoys doing it. Her mother says, "I appreciate Gabby's good attitude and sense of responsibility in doing her chores." She and her sister, Alicia, age 11, take turns doing the dishes, setting the table, and fixing breakfast. Every Saturday, they take turns vacuuming, dusting, and cleaning their bedroom and the bathroom. Gabby also likes to help her brother, Bradley, age 5, do his chores. Baptism Day. Becoming a member of the church was a very happy day for Gabby. She remembers eagerly looking forward to her baptism and confirmation. "I felt fresh and clean after my baptism. I decided I would try to be nicer to my brother and sister. I'm trying to be very patient with my brother while I help him learn to read." Family Home Evening. Scripture charades and scripture mastery are two activities Gabby enjoys participating in during family home evening. One lesson that she liked preparing with her sister was on Christ's crucifixion. Bico, sticky coconut rice pudding, is a favorite family treat. Start the day right. Each morning before Gabby's dad goes to work, the family gathers together to read the scriptures and have family prayer. Gabby is happy they start each day this way because she loves to read the scriptures. She learned to read at the age of 4. And read the Book of Mormon at the age of 5. "I especially enjoy reading about Alma, Helaman, and the stripling warriors," Gabby says. School and the Gospel. Maths and spelling are two subjects Gabby enjoys, and playing t-ball at recess is fun. She knows that one of the best ways she can be a missionary at school is to set a good example and be kind. "If my friends are doing something wrong, I tell them that I won't do it because I don't feel good about it," Gabby explains. Each year, the school has a speech contest. One year, she talked about the church, and the next year, she talked about the changes in the environment. When Gabby was asked to represent her grade in the speech competition, she thought it was very scary. "I practiced and practiced so I wouldn't be afraid," she says. What makes Gabby happy? 1. Taking piano lessons from her grandmother and practicing. 2. Attending primary and sacrament meeting where she likes to take notes on the talks. 3. Reading, especially mysteries. 4. Practicing gymnastics. 5. Spending time at the beach with her family collecting shells, making sand castles, and playing in the waves. 6. Writing in her journal at least once a week. 7. Helping others. 8. Keeping in touch by email with family who live in England, Spain, and Thailand. 9. Writing personal notes for her mom and dad. 10. Eating lasagna and anything chocolate, like chocolate chip cookies or chocolate ice cream. Whether jumping rope or helping her brother read, Gabby puts her heart into her work. Adorable Ginger. Gabby adores her pet guinea pig, Ginger. The first thing Gabby does every morning when she gets up is check on Ginger. And the first thing she does when she gets home from school is check on Ginger again to make sure she still has food and water. "Every third day, I clean her cage," Gabby says. In fact, she would like to become a veterinarian someday. "Then I could have lots of animals," she declares. End of article. Making Friends, One Happy Girl by Julie Wardell, Church Magazines.